in the race for superintendent of schools. The interim superintendent, David Broski, is able to win the seat outright over Charlie Van Zandt, and he joins us live. Not that you haven't had anything going on, Mr. Broski, but I'm sure maybe just a sense of relief to move on to back to school in the coming days. Congratulations, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm focused, ready to go for school starting next week.
How difficult was it to run an election and also run the back to school amidst a pandemic? I can't imagine how you balanced the time to retain a seat.
Yes, sir. To be honest, I've never run for office before, and I didn't realize how difficult it was. And it certainly was. And, you know, as superintendent of schools, I've got a full-time job with a lot on my hands with 39,000 students and 5,000 employees. So I really didn't have a ton of time to campaign. But I'm glad that the voters spoke, and I'm glad that I consider this to be a victory for students in Clay County and teachers in Clay County.
And those who have lived in Clay County long enough know the Van Zandt name. So to hold back a challenge from the former superintendent from a competitive standpoint got to feel good. But overall, what message do you think that delivers?
It does. It's never really about, competing against any one individual. It's about doing the right thing for kids and the students of Clay County. And so I'm just so proud for them and for the families of Clay County. And we're going to do our very best to keep Clay County School District a top 10 school district in the state of Florida.
A fair amount of turnover over the last year or so as Addison Davis moved south into the Hillsborough County area and Tampa area. And so you move into the interim role and now have it outright. What are your key priorities as you move in over the next couple of weeks with a back to school viewpoint,
who are doing brick and mortar? I've been at this, full speed for the last few months since Governor DeSantis appointed me. And so, my routine is not going to change one bit. I'm getting up. I'm getting my lunchbox together and going to work. The opening of schools is my number one priority to provide a safe environment for students and also do the very best that we can for families and provide them options. And that's what we've done. And we're looking forward to a successful school year.
Where do things stand with the back-to-school rush? Do you feel satisfied with the number of students and percentage who are going to be coming to brick and mortar? Where is that at, by the way?
I do. Actually, in Clay County, it's roughly 24% are going to an online virtual type of environment. And the rest are coming back brick and mortar.
How important is it that the communication component between schools, between the individual teachers and parents and administrators, how open has that been over the summer break, and how crucial is that over the first few weeks as everyone kind of adjusts to the new normal?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that communication's always the key. I think parents, appreciate open lines of communication, and that's what we intend to do coming forward. I certainly recognize that people are nervous, and we need to provide that reassurance that we're doing everything we possibly can when it comes to the opening of school and protecting children and staff.
Congratulations to you, David Broski, now the superintendent-elect. You can drop that title of interim, I guess. Congratulations, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thanks so much, Rich. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll let you get to friends and family. I know you've got a small gathering there in Clay County as David Broski is the superintendent-elect.